George Heard, GEORGEHURD. Number is W03923. Date is 1/12/13. Adjudicator is Kerry J. Section is C, location Princeton. 59-year-old left-handed Caucasian male who is alleging disability due to traumatic brain injury. Documents reviewed include physical medicine and rehabilitation evaluation. Claimant sustained a traumatic brain injury in November 10, 2008. He was at work and he was hit by a forklift. He passed out at the time, but from witnesses' accounts, was said to have hit his head on the floor. He was transferred to the hospital and was found to have multiple concussions in the frontal and the parietal lobe. And a Sylvian fissure, subarachnoid hemorrhage, as well as a subdural hematoma. He was admitted in the neuro ICU, but he didn't have neurosurgery at the time. At the time he presented, he had aphasia and slurred speech and difficulty with speech. He also complained about headaches from the time of the accident. He has significant expressive aphasia, and per his sister who was with him, he also has significant loss of memory. He's had poor balance since the accident. He's had to use a walker, and in spite of the walker, he's had several falls. Presently not in any pain, he lives by himself. He's able to manage his money by himself and able to perform basic household chores, but takes him a really long time. He can walk for a limited distance, about 20 feet without his walker, but his balance is very poor. He complains of chronic headaches, for which he takes Tylenol. He receives some physical therapy. He also has a history of left kidney tumor. He had a left nephrectomy. The mass was found to be malignant, but was all removed. It didn't require chemo. He last worked in November 2008 as an operator for Minnes, M-I-N-N-E-S. His education is tech school. He smokes a pack a day for 41 years. An exam, he's slim. Height is 71, weight is 165. Pulse is 64, respiration is 14, blood pressure is 220 over 120. He wears glasses and his visual axis is 20 over 20 on the right and 20 over 40 on the left. In general exam, is a frail looking man using a walker, which is prescribed. Extremity exam, he has mild tremor of both hands, musculoskeletal. Claimant has a very poor balance, supported by the walker. He's unable to walk on his toes or on his heels, unable to squat. Range of motion of his spine was not tested. And he was too much of a four race to complete a Romberg test safely. He had four tries before he could successfully stand out of his chair. Was unable to get onto the table at all. Impression: 1, traumatic brain injury. Frontal and temporal concussions. A subarachnoid hemorrhage. A subdural hematoma. 2, residual cognitive and physical impairments. 3, poor balance, /ataxia/full risk for expressive aphasia and mild receptive aphasia. 5, mild to moderate memory loss.